Now, in chapter 9, and we get here to this particular chapter, we have actually, in the first 8 verses, the judgment upon the nations that was accomplished by Alexander the Great. And we'll find, as we get into this chapter here, some very interesting things. You see, in Zechariah's day, some could become a little too optimistic. They could say, well, this is going to be the millennium. We've returned back and the temple's rebuilt. No, out in the future, there's coming another world ruler. And there's going to be a contrast made between that world ruler and the one that God will send to the earth the first time. And we have here, actually, Alexander the Great. And I think you'll see that as you get into this chapter here. Alexander the Great, a young man who died a drunkard at the age of 33. Very arrogant, very insolent, highly conceited, but probably the most brilliant general that the world has ever seen. And a tremendous, not only military leader, but a great political leader. A man that had a certain charisma, and he had multitudes of followers. Now, we open in chapter 9 with verse 1, the burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be its rest when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. Now, this is a burden, and we saw when we were in Isaiah that a burden meant a judgment. Now, we arbitrarily said that this chapter opens with the burden of the word of the Lord in the hand of Hadrach. Well, this land is north of the land of Israel and also Damascus. Damascus is the capital of Syria, and it still is to this day, and still has caused Israel a great deal of difficulty. But there's described here the progress, the march of an army and a great general down into the promised land. And here is, without doubt, one of the most remarkable accounts that you find in the Word of God, and that it was literally fulfilled. This so terrifies the liberal that he has to move Zechariah up to the time of Alexander the Great, because if he doesn't, he feels like he's in deep trouble, and I want to say that he is, because this describes, actually, when Alexander the Great left Europe and crossed over into Asia Minor, what we know today as modern Turkey, he took city after city, and he was a very cruel and brutal man. But you must understand that he had only an army of 50,000 men, which in that day was rather small, and he could not leave back of him any men to watch over the city that he destroyed. Therefore, he had to so weaken the city that it could not become a problem to him in the future. In other words, that he would have difficulty from the rear, so that he obliterated many of these cities, and he was noted for that. He's a brilliant man, arrogant and conceited young man when he died, 33 years of age, same age the Lord Jesus was. And the interesting thing is that the Word of God here makes a comparison between the two. I have a very excellent poem that compares Alexander and the Lord Jesus, and it opens with that, that both Alexander and Jesus died at the age of 33. But Alexander died a drunkard after a night of carousing. When he got to Persia, why, on the march the next day, he died. But this man was a remarkable general, and he represents in the book of Daniel the third great world power, that panther in the 7th chapter, or as the goat with that big horn, one horn. That goat is the Greco-Macedonian Empire, and that horn is Alexander the Great. But here he's presented to us in Zechariah, And actually, this was his march. You will find that this is the thing that is recorded. I have the books, if I'm looking at them, of Flavius Josephus right here in my library. And in those books of the Jewish Wars, why, he records the march of this man as he came down into the land. And he took city after city, actually destroyed Tyre and Sidon. And everyone thought Tyre was impregnable. They were out on an island. Actually, it was an island fortress. They were great seagoing people. The Phoenicians were the great commercial nation of that day, one of the wealthiest peoples. And Alexander the Great, he just took time out there to scrape the old city that had been on the mainland and take all the pillars and everything and make a causeway that went out to Tyre. And today you can see all of that shows how prophecy has been so literally fulfilled.